Hello and welcome to our program. We begin a new series today in the book of Haggai. Have your Bible ready if you can. We have just finished a series in the book of Nehemiah, and as we conclude that, I felt like we need to look at some of the prophets who were active during the period that Nehemiah was building those walls and doing the work that is recorded there in the book of Nehemiah. So we have, at that time, prior to Nehemiah, Ezra, who of course came back and they rebuilt the temple, and then Nehemiah. And during that time period, the prophets who were on the scene were Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Now, these men were there from God, basically, to get people to be encouraged in the work of the Lord and fulfilling the responsibilities that they had. In the book of Ezra, we have a building program that has to do with the temple, the place in Jerusalem there that needed to be rebuilt. However, the Bible also speaks of another temple, and it's found in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20, that says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Again, in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16, it says, "Ye are the temple of the living God." And so when we speak about building a temple, we can build a place in Jerusalem there, or we can focus on building the person and becoming what God would have us to be as Christians. Now, in Ezra chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Then the prophets, Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them." We read also in Ezra chapter 6 and verse number 14, "And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel." I'm reading in Haggai chapter 1 in the second year of Darius the king. "In the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lieth waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways." There was a remnant that came back from Babylonia, and only a small remnant. And these people left the comforts of Persia, and the desire of the remnant who loved the Lord was to do what the Lord wanted them to do. These were people who had the philosophy that the eternal values were more important than the temporal values, and they had a desire to just do what God said to do. So they left their homes, they left their jobs, they left their security, and they came back to Israel. Now, they settled in outlying towns because Jerusalem was a mess. You just couldn't live in it, and it needed to be rebuilt. However, as they worked, they gradually lost their vision for the Lord's work, and it no longer was a priority to them. What was the reason? Well, there was many reasons. One of them was the opposition. And we can rest assured, if we are going to have a desire to do what God wants to do and get busy doing it, we are going to have opposition. We saw that in our study of Nehemiah. Well, the cause of the Lord over a period of time was no longer regarded as the most important thing. And so gradually they changed. The problem, verse number 2, "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built." Now, the time is not come. This word come means to be available. The time is not available. The time that the Lord's house should be built. We don't have time for that. Well, we need to take time for that. They had lost their vision, and they began to look at the things that were temporal rather than the things that were eternal. Now, we want to keep a focus here when we talk about building the temple that we read in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 16, "Ye are the temple of the living God." So we can focus on building a place, or we can focus on building people. And when we look at this, we need to keep a focus here that we need to be building spiritually in our lives. And so we can make an application here that there's a lot of work to be done down around the local church there, and we need some help to get it done. And as we've said before, 90 to 95% of the people who sit in our churches every week don't do anything. They don't have time for that. Oh, they'll throw God an hour on Sunday morning, maybe even an hour Sunday night, and even an hour in the midweek service, but they have no time to get involved in the things of the Lord. Well, all right, they choose. There's a good portion of people that you're not going to change in that respect. However, when it comes to the remnant here, and that is who God is focusing on, the ones who had a desire to do God's will, they have gotten an apathetic, and now they have no time to be involved in building that place, but neither do they have time to be building themselves as the temple of the Lord. Someone has used the illustration that life is like you go up to a ticket dispensing machine, and each day you get a new ticket, and that represents today. And we exchange the time ticket for something. We go to work, we go to school, we try to make some money so we can buy some stuff, whatever the case may be. We are spending that time. Now, we'll either focus on temporal things or we'll focus on eternal things. And the problem that we have here in the book of Haggai was the people had lost their vision of building that temple, and they began to focus on temporal things. Well, the thing is with these tickets, if we get one for every day, we don't get any do-overs. We can't say, well, I wanted a do-over yesterday's ticket. No, you get a new ticket today. The other thing about these tickets is we don't know how many tickets are left in the machine. This could be your last ticket. And so what are we going to do with it? If you knew it was your last day, what would you do differently? We need to realize that the Bible says, redeem the time. Redeem the time. Well, it says here in verse 3, "Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lieth waste?" They're saying, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to build the temple. I don't have time to build that temple of the living God, which is my spiritual concern, or should be my spiritual concern. I don't have time for that. We have time for to do everything that we think is important. There's no doubt about that. Well, in verse 5, "Now therefore, when we see the word therefore, we should stop and ask ourselves what it's there for. "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Now, to consider something is to think carefully about something before making a decision. You got your time ticket for today? You might only have half of today left. We don't know when. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So we need to stop and carefully consider about what is going to happen today before we make any decisions on how we're going to spend our time. Consider your ways. He says to them in verse 6, you've sown much, you bring in little. You eat and have not enough. You drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages to be put into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, verse 7, consider your ways. Your ways. Your path. The path in which you are taking today. Think carefully about it before making decisions. That's what it means to consider. 2 Timothy 2 and verse number 7. Paul said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. So consider the facts, Haggai says. You bring in little. You don't have enough. You're earning money, but you're putting it into a bag with holes. Consider your ways. He says that down through this little portion of Scripture several times. Haggai 1 and 5, now therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Haggai 1 and 7, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. 2 and 15, now I pray you, consider from this day and upward. Haggai 2 and 18, consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. He says here in verse number 15, from this day, consider from this day and upward. What are you going to do? Well, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. It's not Haggai talking, he's just a messenger. So we need to stop and say, all right, I need to consider, how am I spending my time today? Is it to do with eternal or temporal values? How am I spending my money? Is the focus on eternal things or temporal things? What about my goals? Are they concerning eternal or temporal things? What about my friends? Same thing. Do I look at the light of my friends and what is important to me on a temporal basis? Or am I looking ahead to see what is important to God? Well, what was Haggai's message to this remnant? He says to them in verse 8, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. He said, now, go up, get some wood, build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. The Lord is not going to take pleasure in your house that you have on whatever the address is. He's not going to take pleasure in our fancy homes. If you had a $5 million home, he has more pleasure in a little church that holds 40 people than he has in a house that we think is important. He said, build a house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified. Once again, let's keep the focus on that other temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord.